Hey folks, it's Audacity and Love and Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I'm on a little lunch break from work, and I want to address some things. Of course, we were talking on a thread. The Mean Girls had a meeting today, probably hiring some hitmen to take some people out. But I'm not going to get into that because I don't want the FBI including me on anything they're doing. No, just kidding. But interesting, to say the least, that basically the bartender is apparently lying like shit behind my back. And this is the thing. Like I said in the other podcast, she's got a lot of growing up to do. This is her, this is the time in her life when she has to face the music about herself. And as long as she continues to gaslight me, and, you know, twist the script on what actually happened, between us, regardless of what, you know, look, did she fall in love with me? I don't know. I think she did. But, yeah, hey, I might be wrong. But this is where you bring clarity to the situation. You actually sit down with somebody and talk about your views and perceptions and feelings about a situation and where you were coming from and vice versa. But apparently she's not adult enough to do that. Instead, she wants to paint this a horrible picture of me, and I'm not saying she's a horrible person, but apparently I am, and all the good things that I did for her, she didn't have to take. If she wants to spend her time vilifying me behind my back, gaslighting me, when purely we can sit down, not say a word to each other, and then just play videos from the bar from the time I walk in the door to the time I leave. And then that will answer everybody's questions as to what is the truth and what is gaslighting and not being able to deal with your own feelings and everything else. You know, so, and on top of it, I'll just have other people talk about what they saw, you know, between us. And the guy that intervened and said, hey, yeah, well, we're not going to steal Sean away from you to her because he saw us goo-goo-eyeing, you know. Hey, she might ask him to, you know, lie to her for her, whatever, because I've had that before. But like I said, what's in the dark comes out in the light. And some, you know, like, obviously, it's now known to me that Mean Girl Debbie, Princess Debbie, has made it known that she's getting another side of the story. And then why is she acting this way? And the key word is acting. Acting. Just like her sister was acting while she was driving by my house. You know, that kind of shit. You know, maybe they should be Academy Award winners. I don't know. You know, look, I know that their mother cheated on her husband. And if you can lie to somebody you tell you love, and if you can lie to somebody you married, then maybe they learned from their mom how to lie. You know, because to me, that's the ultimate horrible thing you can do, is be married to somebody or be in a committed relationship with somebody and lie to their face and cheat on them and stuff. You know, and I know people think it's just an everyday thing. Everybody does it and whatever. But if you believe in the Bible and everything, then you know that number one thing's in the Bible is don't commit adultery. But people commit it like it's fucking blowing their nose in a tissue, you know? And don't think twice about it. And people lie about situations and other people, and don't think twice about it like it's nothing, you know? Look, I'm not harping on your mom. She can do whatever she wants. I don't give a shit, you know? But if those kids knew that she was cheating on her husband and let their mom do that to her husband and learned from them, that their mother, that it's okay to lie to somebody you love or about somebody you love, that's horrible, you know? And that's my opinion, and I get to keep it whether you like it or not, you know? Anybody. There's people, my dad, stepfather, he cheated on my mom, he cheated on my, yeah, he's probably cheating on his current wife, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him. while he goes to church every Sunday and doing the holier than thou shit, you know? But no, you know, I don't do that shit. I don't lie. Hey, may I have a misperception of something or whatever? That's where people come and they clarify things. They tell people, look, you may have perceived this situation this way, but this is how I perceived it. And then we can meet in the middle or something, you know? So, you know, the mean girls want to have a meeting about this, which I'm all in for that. So I can get clarity on, what the bartender is saying, how she felt or feels or whatever. I don't believe we should do it in a bar because if alcohol is involved, it might, you know, make people a little aggressive with each other. It'll be a wrestling match instead of a discussion. It's definitely going to be the Jerry Springer show. But yeah, look, I know that the bartender, if she hasn't deleted all the videos in that bar, she can bring those videos and we can just sit back and watch. And then everybody can have their own opinion about what transpired between us. But what I'm not going to do is, you know, defend myself against lies. Because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm never going to be with her. She's never going to get the opportunity to be with me after all this. I know that. I could not trust her to cross the street holding my hand. You know, I just couldn't. I wouldn't trust a drink she made for me, thinking that she probably is trying to poison me. I mean, I can't trust her. Once I lose trust in people, you know, and I lost trust in her when I heard, the whole fucking lie to her mother shit. And if she can lie to her mother, she can lie to anybody. You know, so do I care about her and love her and everything like that, regardless of if she loves me or not? Yeah, I'm done talking about her too. I'm like, I'm doing this for everybody because everybody likes the fucking bartender show. But guess what? There's not going to be a bartender in my life to marry or date or anything. I'm not having her in my life that way. And the more I hear about how she's lying and shitting all over the beautiful things that transpired between us, the easier it gets for me to minus her totally out of my life and my mouth. So at the end of the day, I won't hate her. I just, you know, she will be somebody in the past that I used to love. That's it. You know what I mean? But yeah. And this is the growing up that she needs to do. She needs to really own her feelings, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but if she feels it's wrong to own her feelings, then she will always live, like Frankie said, a life of uncertainty. She will always be in relationships that are uncertain and not solid, you know, that are wishy-washy, and, you know, and probably end up being toxic and end up being disregarded as anything substantial in her life if they piss her off a little bit, you know, because, you know, I don't like the fact that she's shitting all over what was beautiful between us, you know. That's my big thing. But look, we're not going to get married. We're not going to go out. We're not going to even be friends. I know that, because me, it's too many hurdles to go over. Too much toxicity that surrounds her and her sister and how they handle things and how they deflect and gaslight and all that. And I don't need that. Own your feelings, really. Own your feelings. Like I said, hey, the door's always open. She can come and apologize to me. We can have a talk. You know, we can sort things out, you know. But no, I'm looking forward to a relationship or friendships with people that actually know how to own their feelings, don't deflect, gaslight, lie to, you know, family members and friends, and then try and create this whole a scenario, you know, between me and them that didn't exist, and you know, fuck the beautiful shit that existed, you know, between us, really. That's fucked up. It really is. So at the end of the day, She can and do and say whatever she wants. Video is the best proof. Like my lawyer always says, audio and video. That's why I recorded those people doing what they did to me, you know, on audio. And, you know, there was video out there, too, that we could have thrown in a lawsuit that we had enough, you know, in audio. But look, the bartender has video that, you know, hey, show video. Show the video. So this way you and I don't even have to say a fucking thing. People can watch all the videos and they can make their own determination. And I can tell you, I'll win, you know, because I know what transpired between us. You know, Dan absolutely agrees. My friend Marie absolutely agrees. You know, she wants to go have a pizza at the bar. And I said, good luck. Go have a pizza at the bar. Find out what the bartender saying behind my back about me. And let me know so I could flush it down the toilet. Because I don't give a fuck, really. You know. Just sit down and watch video. We'll watch a movie, bring some popcorn, some booze, and then we can have a little fucking survey at the end of the movie video, and everybody can mark off whether Sean's telling the truth or you're telling the truth. And I'm sure you're listening to my podcast. And, you know, if you're not interested in me in any other way or whatever, go shop somewhere else. You know, you don't have to shop in front of me. There's so many stores to go to on the, you know, like, I think you're trying to bait my ass, truly, because you could, and if you weren't interested or whatever, go somewhere else, but you have every right to go shopping wherever you want to go. It's your right. Go ahead. Have a good time. You know, I tried to say hi and be the adult in the situation, but I've been the adult in the whole situation from the get-go, and I've been a loving and caring person from the get-go. I will remain in my integrity and everything, but I absolutely know that anybody that lies about me doesn't get to come back into my life again. So anyway, I gotta get going because I gotta go back to work, but I will talk to you guys later, man.
Hey folks, I'm heading home. Thank God it's my fucking Friday. I'm gonna cook some steak and shit like that. When I get home, I gotta stop and see somebody for a few minutes, and I'm feeling like, whoa, lady, yo, mister, like, really, dude, are you blind? He almost hit my fucking car. Jesus fuck, how can somebody do that? That was fucking crazy. Literally, he almost hit the front end of my car. Oh my God, man. And he's looking right at me. I was like, what the fuck, man? I can't believe it. Unreal. Anyway. Yeah, you know, look, does it upset me that the bartender's, you know, twisting the script? Am I surprised? Not. She's a twin. Her twin was doing that. So, you know, at the end of the day, she's got to hop on that bandwagon. And, you know, I'm so glad the mean girls have got my back because, you know. Look, does her mother listen to her and be like, oh, no? And this is the thing. It's hearsay. Like, let's not even talk about the bartender's perception of things or my perception of things. Let's just whip out the video.
Sorry, folks, but something happened, and I don't know what the hell happened with my damn motherfucking bullshit fucking whatever recording thing. Anyway, I just wanted to say that it's hot. It's hot out. It's fucking hot out, actually. I'm like, what is the... It says 55, but I'm fucking dying here. But I have my coat, I have my, like, fucking sweatshirt, and the fucking vest on, because it's cold in the store, you know, so everybody walks around with a jacket, because it's cold, no matter what time of year it is, you know, and then, of course, in the winter, it's even colder, but anyway, yeah, look, I'm not happy about what, you know, the situation. But like I said, I'm going to end up, you know, if I end up in a relationship, obviously I'm going to be deleting all these fucking podcasts about the bartender, because my focus is absolutely going to be on the person that I'm with. And I don't want them to doubt my love for them by listening to my love for somebody that is twisting the script and gaslighting me and shitting all over anything that was absolutely beautiful between us. And it, obviously it was just coming from my side. You know, either way, you know, if she wants to deny her feelings or deny what went on, even if she didn't fall in love with me, still, it was a beautiful situation that happened between us. Even if we just became friends, how can you shit on that? I would not shit on that at all. But this is the difference between her and I, you know? And this is what I'm talking about emotional maturity and how to handle shit. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying she has to be perfect, you know? But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to shit all over something that was beautiful. And if it was beautiful, hey, she could have very well breadcrumbed the fuck out of me. And now it backfired on her. You know, and that's the scenario too. It could have backfired on her, and now she got called out on it, and she's pissed and she's being vindictive, because that's what it really is, you know. And she's really acting like her sister acted, you know. And the thing is, none of this started happening with her lying about the situation until after Dan mentioned to her that I would not be coming back to the bar because I felt like I was being breadcrumbed. So she got pissed off about that, you know, and instead of saying, you know what, I'm sorry she feels that way, that's not what happened. I really do care about her and wanted to be friends with her, you know, instead of saying, well, if that's how she feels, you know, maybe she shouldn't come back to the bar, you know. So at the end of the day, this is what I'm all indicative of what I'm saying about the emotional maturity level, and her tower moment, her turning point in her life is now. I instigated her turning point in life. We will not be in each other's lives, obviously, but you know, I needed this lesson. And she needed it. And, you know, it's like all the time, we're growing. We're growing and we're learning and we're growing, you know. And I needed it because I think at this point in my life, you know, I'm either going to be alone until the day I die, or I'm going to end up meeting somebody that actually doesn't do this kind of stuff to me. You know, that actually makes me feel safe and makes it an effort to make me feel safe within our relationship, and communicate with me, so I get to understand where she's coming from, and she gets to understand where I'm coming from, and that we compromise and we sort out our problems by talking out, whatever, you know, or apologizing, or, you know, whatever needs to be done to work shit out. You know what I'm saying? But no. The more I hear about how she is handling the situation, and the level of immaturity that is coming out of her, the more and more I feel this was something that had to happen, and for me to see her in a different light, and also, you know, a lesson for both of us, and to start her growing experience, you know, before she hits her 40s or whatever, and before, you know, her mother dies or whatever, and she can't run to her mom for everything and stuff, you know, it's, look, there's a level of communication between your parents that happens when you are an adult, and then there's a lot of discussions that you don't have with your parents, that they don't have to be privy of everything and should not be privy of everything and should not have a hold on your decisions concerning your relationships all the time because they don't know the inner workings. They only know your side of the story. And that's not fair to the other person in a relationship. And I've seen it happen all the time, you know, where, you know, and of course, kids are, their mothers and fathers are always going to side with their kid. And the kid's always going to leave out, you know, there's lying by taking something and saying, twisting the script and creating, you know, something that isn't true or didn't even exist or whatever the case may be. And then there's leaving things out, major parts of the story out. And that's like lying too. You're still lying, you know. You're not giving all the information that's so somebody can form a more informed opinion about the situation. Like they can literally have a neutral position, listen to both sides, kind of like a judge in a courtroom. He gets to sit there. He gets to listen to both sides of the story from the people and their perception of what happened, their factual evidence of what happened, and then make a decision based on that. Are they always right? No, they're not always right. But, you know, they're pretty damn close. They try to be, you know. And that's why I say it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what the bartender says. What matters is on video. That tells the story of what transpired between us. That's the story, you know. And I'm sure she went in there deleting like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then that tells a story too. That tells the story of, I don't want anybody to know the truth. You know, I don't want to be embarrassed by the fact that people are going to know that I was lying about everything. You know, and the biggest thing is I'm lying to my fucking self, man. That's the biggest thing, to learn not to lie to your fucking self. And then after that, you grow. You grow from that, you know, and you end up having better relationships and friendships. And you're not afraid to commit to somebody else, you know. It's sad. It really is a sad, sad situation. At the end of the day, like I said, if I end up in a relationship, obviously I'm not going to be telling people too much about it, you know. And obviously everybody's going to know when I start fucking deleting all the past fucking podcasts about the bartender who no longer, exists in my heart and mind, kind of a thing, you know. And it's getting easier and easier every day that I'm away. And even yesterday, her dissing me just makes it easier. It makes it easier for people to forget about you and move on with their life. And then also to not think of the scenario that happened between you as special anymore, you know, because that next person that came in that's treating you the right way and everything, they're gonna erase all that, and they're gonna start a new story, you know, a new love story, you know, that actually is more beautiful than what you thought existed before with somebody else, you know. And that's what I'm waiting for, you know. I know that's going to end up happening at some point, you know. But anyway, I'm going to get going because I'm almost home and I want to get it going. All right, I'll talk to you guys later, man.